Now, handmade art has historically been the way for artists to showcase their skills, whether it be painting, drawing, sculpting, or building. But technological developments are now giving artists a means of expressing their thoughts and ideas in completely new ways that would just have not even been thought of, say, 50, 100 years ago. Computers and robotics are now assisting designers more than ever before, and here to tell us a little bit more about it is Professor Corey Stewart, Business Development Manager at the Queensland University of Technology's Creative Industries Faculty. Corey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries.
So the art market in Australia, I was reading, it's demanding the mass customisation of artworks. Could you tell us a little bit about what that actually means?
Well, artists and designers, and so I'm really thinking here about artists and architects, have really always been pushing the envelope of what's technically possible to bring into the world. Whether it's really complicated facades on a building or a very large piece of artwork that might move or is just of a complete scale that makes it, I guess, unique, awe-inspiring, etc. And there is a big difference between what we can create in a kind of digital model when we imagine these things now and what can actually be brought into the world through this kind of one-off artwork or bespoke piece of architecture. And that's the space that that science is really able to, you know, bring some capability to art.
And so technology as well, I guess it's helped artists to create copies of their artworks a lot more easily than it ever would have been. Is that, I guess, necessarily a good thing or a bad thing or a bit of both?
Well, probably a bit of both. It's great that artists, you know, are able to create repetition and replicas, but perhaps the enabling capability there is they're able to determine what scale they can work at and the accuracy with which they're able to work at. So for artists, it might mean that they get to do a series or of works which they just wouldn't have been able to afford to do unless you had some extremely wealthy benefactor or investor. So it really just provides greater choice in how to make art today.
And it's interesting, I guess, that you mentioned that some of this equipment isn't necessarily cheap even today. Do you think that it's an issue of potentially not everyone has access to this technology and whether or not it's a fair and equal access?
Yes, yeah, that's always a good point. And when we talk about making kind of large-scale public art, I think that has typically been done by in partnership with companies. Companies like the one we talk about a little bit called UAP in Brisbane, but there are many companies that actually assist artists and architects with the manufacture of art, particularly in the public realm, but not exclusively in the public realm, as it's something that's not really been possible except for in high-end studios anyway. So what is happening, however, whether it's through an individual art practice and studio or through these companies that work with artists to make public art, as, you know, technology becomes actually more affordable and more capable, these tools will be more readily available. So even what we're seeing now is that with the, you know, manufacturing really being digitally disrupted and the capabilities changing quite rapidly, these capabilities will be coming into universities, they'll be coming into these companies, and they will eventually make it down to the artist studio. Like the most typical, I suppose, tool used by artists, robotic tool used by artists now is the KUKA arm, the large arms, and yes, they are still, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they will also be coming down in price. But interesting enough, you can get quite small but very capable robotic arms for, you know, $40,000 now, which of course you couldn't do 2, 5, 10 years ago.
Sounds like the future is bright then in terms of technology and art.
Yeah, so I think the question I think people will be posing about robotic manufacture of art is, you know, how do we maintain that handmade quality, that thing that says, you know, a human has made this, a human has designed it, I understand the art codes and through that handmade element. And I think that's where architects are challenged, you know, so we don't want every building looking like a digital design that you can manufacture on your, on, you know, everyday software on your computer. We need to think intelligently. We need to probably create whole new designs and aesthetic codes to understanding new forms of meaning and new kinds of experiences. So there are challenges in there because there is an understanding and I think probably experienced by people out there that, you know, it's quite easy to spot something that has been purely digitally designed and not considered as a kind of one-off work or doesn't have the element of human engagement. I guess whether it fails to communicate in the way that people would like it to. Now, these are the challenges that artists and architects face, but it's like any other tool that they've had in their history of making. That's something that they will continue to grapple with.
Well, it sounds like that's good news then, at the very least. A lot of people are worried about the robots taking over their jobs, but it sounds like the artists are safe for now.
I think the arts can be quite comfortable, more comfortable than perhaps any other sector. And I think the whole jobs issue has been well overinflated. But artists and creatives who are bringing actually unique, intensely critical and creative concepts to the table can feel very safe that their job is not becoming obsolete. They can probably feel that they have extra tools and arsenal in which to create from. And even where some jobs, like robots are really, even in the case of making art, robots are used to do things like polish, grind down metal, create things at scale, take away the dirty and dangerous and dull aspects of making, which you know, we can use those human assets to do more productive, more creative work. So what we've found in companies that have been adopting robotic manufacture in the creative space, you know, for every piece of robotic machinery that they implement, they're putting on, you know, 6-10 new staff because they need the designers, they need the technical capability, and also they're winning more work, which is all, that is good news.
Yeah. Well, it is a really, really cool topic. Corey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.
That was Professor Corey Stewart, Business Development Manager at the Queensland University of Technology's Creative Industries Faculty, giving us a little bit of an update on the modern role of technology in art, some of the problems it can solve, and as well as causes, as anything does tend to be these days.